Welcome back to second period action. 8 minutes back on the play clock here as the Craig Panthers take the court still. We got a substitution in for the Panthers here. So number one, Morgan House on the floor for number 22, Thane. And
for Haynes starting the second quarter, it'll be Sundberg, Sage, Green, Klinger,
and Stearns.
And Stearns, yep. So Stearns has the ball, dribbles in, picks up the dribble back, find the back pass to Sundberg. Back top of the key now over to Sage.
And a travel called on Sage.
He started to move toward the basket.
We'll turn the ball over to the Panthers to start the second period as Scheidecker inbounds to Owens, going to jog it across half court to Bird on the near side. And he takes it to the far side. Scheidecker's going to come up to the high post. Owen from the far side goes inside Scheidecker from the free throw line to Dahlstrom on the opposite side. Back up top to Bird. And he's going to fire a three, and it banks it no good. Rebound, loose ball. Scheidecker picks it up. House going to up and in and over, no good. Dahlstrom on the putback layup from the right side is good, though, makes it 18-6.
Klinger couldn't get there quite in time. Now Sundberg makes the ball to court, dribbling through traffic left-right. Through coast-to-coast now, ball off the backboard, no good.
Scheidecker on the rebound for the Panthers, kicks it out to Owen. Owen's going to run it up the court, across half court. Goes inside to Dahlstrom, going to make a move. Right side again, a strong side, no good. Short, rebound, Bears.
Klinger was there to deflect that shot as the ball gets up ahead to Sage.
Oh,
can't
nice.
Corral it in, though.
Had
Sundberg
a nice
saw Sage down court and tried to reach him, but couldn't quite make it work.
So that'll turn it back over to the Panthers here as Scheidecker inbounds to Bird. And a timeout call.
Timeout.
Not sure why. 6:45 on the play clock in the second period.
Trying to disperse the crowd away from the end line. As we substitution, Jacob Stegen coming in for the Haynes Glacier Bears will replace Sage.
Give him a breather. He's been working hard here. And Panthers will inbound Bird to Owen across half court. Goes near side to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom's going to fire a three. It's long. No good. Loose ball. Rebound. Scheidecker goes out to Owen. Owen is going to get called on the travel and turn the ball over to the Glacier Bears.
Sundberg now with the ball on the inbound. Haynes trailing by 12 points. Sundberg gets double team, moving away. Finds Klinger. Klinger improves his position. Back out to the top to Stegen. Stegen now over to Stearns. Stearns gives the ball back to Sundberg. They'll reset the offense. Stearns moving far to the far side. Here comes the shot by Stegen.
No good. Scheidecker on the rebound and out to Bird. Bird's going to hustle it up the court, try to beat that transition. Oh, he goes up strong. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, Glacier Bears.
Sundberg corrals it in. Double team now before he gets across half court, trying to get to Klinger. Klinger is fouled.
Foul's going to be on the Panthers, number one. Morgan House, his first foul, and the team's third of the half.
So Kyle Klinger forces the foul. Haynes will retain the ball as Sundberg dribbling in now, closely guarded by Bird. Klinger in the middle, now down to Stearns. Stearns will dribble back, improves his position,
nice
off the backboard, and good.
8 points for the Bears, 18 for the Panthers as Owen comes low, goes to Scheidecker, 10-footer up and over, misses everything. House on the rebound, kicks it back out to Owen. They'll reset the offense. Owen goes inside free throw line. Dahlstrom makes the move inside, then back up top to Owen. Far side, House, he's got room. He goes up strong, lays it up, and no good. Rebound, Dahlstrom from behind, takes it from Klinger.
Klinger, a pretty nice block, but maybe just a little of the arm. He doesn't think so. We'll see what the ref calls here. So
that foul's going to be
number,
on Klinger.
He calls 32, actually, but I don't see a 32
it's
on the
31.
Court.
31,
yeah.
Had to be Klinger. And that's going to send Dahlstrom to the line to shoot, too. He was in the process of shooting. No bucket.
Kyle Klinger's. Well, they are calling it on Sage officially.
That's for Sage. He's not in the game.
No, you're right. So
free throw
must have been on Klinger.
Is good or no good. And so is the second one. He misses both of them. Rebound, Panthers. Owen pulls that up to Scheidecker. Scheidecker's shot is short. No good. Loose ball. House falls on it. Takes it away from Stearns. And a jump ball called.
Yep.
substitution for the Glacier Bears.
Lynch comes in for Stearns. Stearns will sit down. Keena Lynch now. Defensive duty as Panthers try to inbound the ball.
Way up top to House. House inbound over to Owen. Owen puts the ball on the floor, gets a screen by Scheidecker. Bounce pass inside. Nobody's there, and Lynch picks it up for the Bears.
Off to Sundberg. Now bringing the ball up court, waiting his team to get set. He's got Lynch behind him. Lynch now.
Nice kick by House.
Ball kicked by House of Craig.
Gets a leg on it. And substitution for the Panthers. Thane's going to come in for Dahlstrom.
As
give him a Sundberg breather.
Dribbling away. Now find Lynch on the far side. Lynch dribbling back and forth to the top of the key, trying to get through the defense. Makes a move into the key. Loses the ball. Looks
out
like
it's
going to stay here. Off of the Craig player. And we'll see Green, Matthew Green, inbounding the ball. He's got Lynch right in front of him, but Lynch, though. The ball goes to Sundberg, who puts up the long three-point shot.
Nice basket by Sundberg. Nails it. 18-11 the score. 4:32 remaining in the first half. Bird to Thane. Thane back up top to Bird to Owen. Owen on the near side. Makes a move for baseline and a foul called on the Glacier Bears, number 15.
Matthew Green. Pick up the foul here. Green's second foul.
And the seventh team foul, so a 1-1 situation for the Panthers now as Owen will go to the line for the first time here in the ballgame.
So again, for Haynes in the game, we've got Stegen, Lynch, Klinger, Green, and Sundberg.
In and out, no good. Rebound out of bounds.
The Haynes ball
off the Panthers.
Green inbounds to Sundberg. Sundberg, Lynch at half, or to Klinger at half court. Klinger looking to get the ball back. He does to Green. Green on to a cutting Sundberg. Sundberg to Lynch and back to Green. Now over to Sundberg. Three-point attempt again off the back of the iron. No good. Ball gets away. Recovered by
Bird. To Owen. Owen saves it. Going to fire a three. No good. Rebound. Scheidecker put back. Good for two. 20-11. 3:53 and a half.
And Green in December looking for Lynch. Try to break the press. Team defense comes back. Ball gets into the hands of Lynch. Down low, Lynch. Cross court to Stegen, over to Sundberg. Sundberg behind the three-point line, trying to get into Klinger. Ball's knocked away, recovered by Green, who goes up for the layup, up no good. Ball pulled away and
hooked back by Klinger.
Klinger
gets the bucket, 13-20. Panthers up with 3:26 as Bird comes across half court to Owen on the near side. Keeps his dribble, makes a move, baseline, turns around up top to Bird. Bird's going to come left side low. Goes to House in the corner. Back up top to Owen. Penetration on the right side. Dish to Scheidecker from the left.
Fine assist.
Nice play.
Yeah, that was very fine.
22-13.
Sundberg again facing pressure now. Dribbling up court. Pulls up. Just short of the half court line. Up to Green. Green now down to Stegen. Back up to Sundberg. Picks up his dribble. Back to Stegen. Stegen looking into Lynch. Lynch kicks him off. And Lynch, or Stegen, rather, called for the travel before he can get the ball back up to Lynch.
Substitution for the Panthers. Bird and Scheidecker are going to come out. And Marker and Dahlstrom are going to come in for the Panthers here as Owen takes the ball across half court, then goes to Thane down in the corner. Back up top to Morgan House. House makes a move to the right side, far side. Thane, they go back up top to Owen to try to restart. Owen comes around near side, nothing doing. Thane on the right side goes baseline. Now pump fake goes up, no good. Rebound, House with the putback.
Right
gets
in
the
traffic,
bucket.
Gets the bucket. That's impressive. As Sundberg now dribbling down, gets it off to Lynch. Lynch takes a long three-point shot from the wing, no good. Rebound, though, by Matthew Green, working hard inside. And he's fouled on the putback, so he'll get two shots from the free throw line.
That foul's going to be on Craig, number 22, I believe. 23, Dahlstrom. And that is Dahlstrom's first foul and the team's fourth of the half.
So Green has the ball now, set up for a first of two. Eyes the basket. Shot is up. No good off the back of the rim. So the rest will reset. Live ball. On this free throw as Stegan sits down, replaced by Hudson Sage. Sets up in the backcourt. Screen's second shot is up and no good. Bounced away. Klinger tries to get it. Can't.
Panther
ball. Hands to Owen.
Owen runs it up. No pressure in the backcourt. He'll jog it up. Cross half court. Goes low to Dahlstrom. All alone for the three. It's short. Rebound. Howe steps in. Loose ball picked up. And a kick called on the Glacier Bears. So Panthers get a break. We'll keep possession of this as Owen's going to come out of the game for the Panthers. And Bird is going to come in with fresh legs. Bird will inbound. This ball goes way up top to Marker. Marker loses a handle on that ball. Sage drops on it, but it kicks out to Dahlstrom. Nice break. Dahlstrom falls now and travels and turns it right over. A little bit of a problem over there on that court there. Everybody's flip sliding.
So, reset Sundberg down the Lynch. Finds Sage in the key, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound gets knocked out.
Boy, a break for the Panthers there because Sage was all alone, beat the transition defense, and Dahlstrom flew in, no foul called, and he
Matthew
just
Green
missed that
now looking in inbound to Sundberg near center court. Sundberg now dribbling to his left, keeping the ball low, guarded by Bird. Gets the ball up to Lynch, but
double dribble called on Sundberg. Turns the ball over to the Panthers. A minute 35 to play in the half. 24-13, Panthers up. As Bird comes across half court, and he gets called for carrying here. So we're back in middle school at the moment, John.
Apparently trying to learn how to dribble the ball.
As both teams struggling here. As substitution for the Panthers, number 20, Burnham, comes into the game. Number 10, Marker, comes out.
Meanwhile, Sundberg and Green are talking strategy, and Sundberg ends up with the ball, dribbles in, passes now to Lynch on the far side. Lynch trying to move the ball, gets fouled.
Foul's going to be on number 20, Burnham, his first, and the team's fifth of the half. And that'll send Lynch to shoot.
So Lynch was apparently they're calling that in the act of shooting. So Lynch will get two shots, free throws. First one is up, and rattles no good. So, Haynes with Sundberg and Green in the backcourt as Lynch prepares for a second shot. It's up, rolls around, no good. Klinger, the rebound, puts the ball up, and good. Good defensive position and response by Kyle Klinger there for the bucket.
Good work. 24-15, Glacier Bears down. Bird brings it across half court. Looks for an outlet, finds Thane on the far side. Kicks it over to Burnham on the right side. Back to Bird. Bird looking for some help. Finds Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom's going to go right side hard, and he's going to get fouled as he does.
Offensive foul. They'll call it against Dahlstrom.
That was a charge called on Dahlstrom. And that'll be Dahlstrom.
As ball gets to Klinger near midcourt, he looks to try to find Sage. Ball gets into Dahlstrom's hands, but he can't hold it.
Dahlstrom read that pass, stepped right in front of it to take it away, but knocked out of bounds.
So now Green to Sundberg right here in front of us. Sundberg takes the pass, dribbles to his left, now comes back right. Pulls up his dribble, looks, trying to find Green. Green gets the ball.
Whoa.
And now he's fouled by
Burnham. Number 20. That's going to be his second foul, team seventh. So now the Glacier Bears
one-on-one
in the bonus.
Green will go to the line again. Missed his first two shots a minute ago. First two free throw shots a minute ago. See how he fares with this first front end of the one-on-one here. As he sets up, no good. Ball creams away in the hands of House.
Rebound. Panthers. Bird hustles the ball up the court, makes a move, pulls up, 5-foot jumpers, no good. Rebound. Glacier Bears, and then a foul. House comes charging in from the left side.
And fouls Green, who had the ball in his hands. Ball got knocked out of bounds, but in the foul.
Second foul for House, and the team's eighth. We should be shooting 1-1.
One and one. Yep. Okay, so Rest caught it now.
Yep. So we're walking the court. 39 seconds on the play clock in the half. 24-15 the score. Panthers up by 9 as the Glacier Bears will get an opportunity here to shrink that margin.
The Green 0 for 3 from the line at this point. Get a fourth attempt on the 1-1 as he concentrates, sets, ball up, no good. House tips it away. And
foul called on the Glacier Bears.
On number 32 in the ensuing struggle for the ball, Hudson Sage, his second foul.
And we're going to walk the court here again and go to the opposite end to do it.
Well, they're calling that the third foul on Sage. So they must have, the foul that was supposed to go to Klinger earlier in the game, looks like it got assessed to Sage and can stay there.
And that'll put Morgan House at the line for the Panthers to shoot a 1-1 substitution. For the Panthers, Burnham's going to come out and Scheidecker's going to come in.
So Klinger and Sage in the rebound position on the free throw here. Ball's up and away.
House's shot is no good.
Must be a lane violation.
And Owen is going to sub in for House. And the ball goes over to the Glacier Bears.
Green into Sundberg. Sundberg quickly dribbling up. Gets it up to Lynch. Lynch looking down in the key to Klinger. Puts the ball up. No good.
Owen on the rebound. Up to Thane. Thane in from the corner gets a handle on it. Now tied up by three. Trapped by three. Owen goes to lose the ball off his leg. Sage comes
Sage
up with it.
Up. He's going to dribble all the length of the court. Put the ball up. No good.
Rebound. Dahlstrom.
Rebound. And he's fouled by Sage. Sage trying to get his own rebound and make that fast break count and ends up.
It's going to be the 10th team foul of the half.
Might be Sage's fourth foul. Let's see how the score.
Dahlstrom's going to go to the line to shoot two for the Panthers. 16.5 seconds on the play clock here in the second half. 24-15 the score. Dahlstrom from the line. First shot is good. And a substitution for the Glacier
now
Bears.
In for Sage. It didn't post on the scoreboard which foul it was to Sage's, but I'm guessing it was the fourth.
Dahlstrom will get a second attempt from the free throw line here. That shot's good. 26-15.
So again, Green into Sundberg. Sundberg facing a little pressure now, way up court to Lynch. Lynch driving in toward the basket. Dishes it off to Stern. Stern's ball's up, no good.
He's found Fain, picks it up for the Panthers. Kicks it out to Bird. 5 seconds on the clock. He's going to go strong, lays it up, and in for two.
That will end the first half.
And at halftime, the Craig Panthers, 27. Haynes Glacier Bears, 15.
At halftime, then Stearns with 2 points. Sundberg, 5 points, the two and the 3 points. 8 points now for Kyle Klinger in the game. That accounts for the entirety of Haynes scoring. The team also has 6 missed free throws.
And we're going to send it back to KHNS and Haynes for a 9-minute halftime break.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll get back with you at about 8:00.